It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay.
I don't want to in any way, shape, or form be mean to our next guest, but I have to say, I could have just listened to that for the next 5 minutes. Did you hear the music?
No, I was lost in the ether.
Oh, okay. All right. I sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Depends on which phone system you're in. And but we were playing Hard Day's Night. It just sounded great. Just sounds great on the radio. And in my
sure
headphones,
does.
Very loud. So we'll get to why we played it in just a moment. But let me introduce Sean Stone, who is our guest this morning. He joins us each and every Thursday, arts editor of Metroland, to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. And it's always a pleasure to speak to him. Sir, how are you?
I'm fine. Well, we've been having server issues, and it keeps resetting all the computers to 2005.
Oh, well, let's relive that year.
Oh, let's not.
Well, let us get going as to what is happening. We'll begin tonight right across the street from our spacious WAMC studios.
At the Low Beat, it's Freddie Johnston, the celebrated singer-songwriter. He's been around for a few decades, had a couple of hits. He's a good guy. And then tomorrow night at Proctor's in Schenectady, here's a guy with some time on his hands, Jay Leno.
Not enough time to give us an interview.
Ah, alas.
Not that much time.
I think it should be a fun show, though, because the funny thing about Jay Leno is when he's not on The Tonight Show, he was always funnier.
Oh, yeah. No, he lost. I've seen Jay Leno probably live, probably 8 times. And I would say all of those were between 1982 and 1991.
Oh, okay.
And in that time frame, a very funny gentleman.
Oh, he was on the Craig Ferguson show shortly before Craig quit.
When he on his last show, I think, right? When Craig
he was very funny.
Yeah. Well, and so he'll be back to his stand-up roots, and it'll be fun to see that. Yes.
Yes, indeedy. And then also Friday night over in Troy at the MPAC Theater, D.D. Dorvilliers Extra Shape. This is a collaboration between the New York City dancer and a lighting designer and a sound designer, and is supposed to be creating layers of light, sound, and dance on the stage. And this is the image that they want you to think of: a slice of Neapolitan ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Sounds tasty.
Oh, right. It's MPAC.
Yeah.
Okay. Neapolitan ice cream. Sounds great.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Also, Friday night at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady, it's the Levin brothers, Pete and Tony Levin, Tony the legendary stick man, King Crimson, and half a dozen other band fame. That show will probably sell out if it hasn't already.
He's an amazing presence, has wonderful rapport with our Brian Shields, who does often comes in and does Vox Pop with Brian. And my God, I just love listening to those guys talk. It's a great show. Levin Brothers, Pete and Tony Levin at the Van Dyke tomorrow night.
And then also tomorrow night, this is tomorrow and Saturday, got the live touring company production of Chicago the Musical. This is the same company, same producers that are doing the Broadway revival that's been running forever. This is Friday night, and it's Saturday. There's a matinee and an evening performance. People should know what it is. Classic American musical, Chicago.
Great show, and our own Sarah LaDuke will be talking to one of the cast members coming up in our next hour, so stay tuned for that. But it'll be playing at the Palace on Friday and Saturday, two shows on Saturday, as you just mentioned. Then we go to Saratoga.
Yeah, we've actually got a couple of art shows opening north of here. at the National Museum of Dance and Hall of Fame in Saratoga Springs. They're opening an exhibit called 125 Years of Tango. They got a special event Saturday night, so if you go to their website, you can find out about that. Also Saturday, the Hyde Collection. Well, first of all, who knew that George Stephanopoulos was an art collector?
I did not know this. In fact, to the point of when I saw that in your notes, I thought, oh, it must be a different George Stephanopoulos. And then
No, it's not. It's not. It's a show called Click, Selections from the George Stephanopoulos Collection. Apparently, he and his family made a donation of 120 pieces of art to the Hyde Collection. The one note I did like in the press release, Mr. Stephanopoulos will not be available for interviews, much like Jay Leno.
Yeah. So we're gonna give you the art. I just don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. But right. the examples they sent look great. Should be a great show.
Beautiful. Did you even try for a, just out of curiosity, did you even try for a Jay Leno interview?
No.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No. And then
I don't think anybody else got one.
No, I'm sure they didn't.
I want to check.
You know, motorcycles, cars. He's busy.
All right.
Come on.
All right. I'm sorry. I won't obsess on it anymore. And then at the Madison.
Yeah, also Saturday night at the Madison Theater, Annie and the Hedonists, and that nice renovation. Have you been in that, the space they renovated?
I have. I was over there for a St. Rose event. It's lovely.
Yeah, I love that room. They blew out the wall between two of those little theaters. I actually went there and saw 2001 A Space Odyssey recently.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
It's very nice. They did a nice job.
And then Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, the Albany Symphony Orchestra with Albany Pro's music on, a bunch of soloists are doing Mozart's Requiem Reimagined, which I'm really intrigued by.
This is sort of new composers, this sleeping giant composer collaborative.
Yes.
Getting together and saying, all right, let's do this, and we'll finish this sucker.
Why not?
Right?
Yeah.
The folks from the Albany Symphony Orchestra and the collaborative will be with us tomorrow on our program at 10 o'clock. So,
yeah, I'm actually looking forward to hearing what they have to say.
Yeah, be fun.
And then Monday night, The Reason You Played the Song.
Yes.
They're showing A Hard Day's Night at the Palace in Albany.
Good stuff.
It's a great movie, and I don't know if you saw the restoration they did that the Criterion put out an edition of. Oh, boy, does that look good.
You know, I have that has been on my Amazon wish list for a while, and I haven't gotten it. I need to get that because I love the film, and I love and now that you say that it's a really great edition, that would be, I need to see that.
Yeah, so and it'll be really fun on the big screen because it's just such a, it's a fresh movie, and it's fun, and it's got great songs, and it's a good time.
Great stuff. Then we'll go to new movies that I'm sure that in 40, 50 years will also be playing at art houses across the country.
Certainly. There's 71, which is a British thriller about a British soldier who gets he's on patrol in Belfast in 1971, and he gets lost in an Irish neighborhood. All I'm going to say is good luck selling that in Albany.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
And then we have The Gunman, which is a thriller with Sean Penn. And then we have Insurgent, which is, Divergent was the first one?
The Divergent trilogy, right? Or the Something trilogy? I don't know.
Right, and then the trailer just seems to be Kate Winslet trying to torture Shailene Woodley or something.
I have to say, did you see the first one?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed the first one, so I'll be somewhat interested in seeing this one.
Well, you have many options. It's in 3D, it's in IMAX, and it's in IMAX 3D, it's in RPX, and you can go to Rotterdam Square Mall and sit in the D-Box chair and feel the movie shake you.
I love options.
Oh, there you go. And then we have Song of the Sea, which is the Oscar-nominated but didn't win animated film from the people who made The Secret of Kells. And that's probably the one I'm most looking forward to this week.
Song of the Sea. Yes, I liked that movie, Book of the Kells, and so this would be great to see as well, Song of the Sea. And that is what is happening. You can find out more. How's the website doing? Should I give them the website address, or should I hold off on that?
Yeah, just skip it.
Okay. Hey, Metroland is a... is a wonderful publication. It's out. It's out and about. You'll find it at either newsstands or in wonderful businesses throughout the capital region. Just look and you'll see a little stand and it'll say Metroland. You pick up a copy or two and hand them off to friends. It's a great publication, and our good friend Sean is their arts editor. I was going to go to the website, but I won't bother because it doesn't work. But it'll work soon, Sean. Don't you despair.
I'll try not to, Joe.
And back in 2005, I could give the URL.
The ages.
That's right. Sean Stone, thank you very much. We'll talk next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.